The future of the MARC commuter train in the Eastern Panhandle is still uncertain. Local municipalities have come together to provide funding, but it's unclear if it will be enough to keep the service in West Virginia. Liz McCormick explains.
At least 250 West Virginians ride the Maryland Area Regional Commuter, or MARC train, daily, according to the Maryland Transit Authority. During this past West Virginia legislative session, Maryland requested $3.4 million to keep the MARC service in West Virginia's Eastern Panhandle. The legislature agreed to fund part of that, a little more than $1 million. Maryland accepted that at the time, but then this fall, they announced there would be a reduction in MARC service in West Virginia if the entire amount was not paid.
If there's no objection, the motion to fund the MARC train for $2,800 is approved.
Earlier this week, the Shepherdstown Town Council approved $2,800 toward funding the MARC. Other towns in Jefferson and Berkeley County have also agreed to help pay. Governor Jim Justice agreed that if local municipalities raised $300,000, he would fund the remaining request from Maryland. Delegate John Doyle, a Democrat from Jefferson County, attended the Shepherdstown Town Council meeting.
If we're going to have a long-term plan, we have to save it in the short run. And the only way to save it in the short run was to come up with enough money so that the governor said, yes, we'll do it.
Doyle says that although a handful of towns have come together to help raise the needed funds, there is one exception.
Only the Jefferson County Commission has fallen short.
Doyle says out of the local entities that have provided funding, the Jefferson County Commission gave about half of what was proposed to them, which put the total amount about $40,000 short. In an emailed statement from the Jefferson County Commission, half was given because it was an unbudgeted expense. Commission President Patricia Noland says their portion comes from a contingency fund and that it was all the commission felt they could afford. In a phone conversation with Delegate Eric Householder, chairman of the House Finance Committee, he says he's hopeful the governor will support the MARC service despite not having a total amount of $300,000. And he says going forward, a solution for MARC has to be found.
And I think it's imperative that we increase the ridership. That's the number one goal, that, you know, I believe, for the MARC train to be sustainable for us here in Eastern Panhandle.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting reached out to the governor's office to ask if the governor would still be willing to fund the MARC train despite the shortfall. A spokesperson wrote back that they do not have a statement at this time. West Virginia has until November 30th to provide the remaining funding request to Maryland. Otherwise, the service to West Virginia will be reduced from 6 trains per day to 2. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.